God is good.
All the time.
And all the time, the devil is bad. And all the time, you seem like people who are sleeping. God is good. No, God is good. And all the time, the devil is bad. And all the time, who has the gifts? God looks out for each one of us. And each one of us is very important to God. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Do you believe you are important to God? Do you believe you are important to God? Each one of us is very important to God. And for that reason, God looks out for each one of us every second. God does not take his eyes off you. In our first reading, Genesis chapter 8, it speaks about the Ark of Noah and how the people came out of the ark. This began from Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God and listened to the devil, and they sinned against God. Anytime we disobey our parents, anytime we disobey our teachers, anytime we disobey God, we are going back to the days of Adam and Eve. When they sinned against God, it was not Adam and Eve who went back to look for God. It was God who came to look for Adam and Eve. When we make mistakes, when we sin, when we do something wrong, it is not us who go looking for God. It is God who comes looking for us. God is good.
All the time.
I want to hear you. God is good. So when we do something wrong, God comes to look for us. When we make a mistake, God comes to look for us. It is not us who go to look for God. It is God who comes to look for us. And so when Adam and Eve made a mistake, when they sinned, when they disobeyed God, God came to look for them. And that is how loving God is. That is how merciful God is. That is how compassionate God is. God is looking out for you. God is searching for you. When you hide behind the closet and mom cannot find you, God can find you there. God is good. Do we sometimes hide behind something? We do that, right? When we go hiding, God comes to look for us because he loves us, because he cares so much about us. Then in Genesis chapter 4, the story of Cain and Abel. Do we know that story? Do we know that story? What happened? Yes. Cain and Abel, what happened? Yes. Yes. So Cain killed Abel, his brother. Now, he did something wrong, something terrible. You don't have to do that. You don't even have to hit your brother. No. But Cain did worse. The worst he did was taking the life of another human being. But you know what? God came looking for Cain. God came looking for Cain. And so when we have even done something terrible, God doesn't abandon us. God comes to look for us. And then he will ask us, why did you do that? And so he asked Cain, why did you do that? And then he gave him a sign that nobody will kill him. That is God's love. That is God's mercy. That is God's compassion. Even when we have made a mistake, even when we have done something terribly wrong, God doesn't abandon us. He doesn't give up on us. That takes us to Genesis chapter 6. The whole world, people did wicked things, crazy things, terrible things. People were so mean. They were not like people of Iowa. People of Iowa are very nice. Are we not nice? Are we not nice? Do you know about Iowa nice? Do you know about Iowa nice? Yes. So in Iowa, we are nice people. It was not like that. The people were not nice. They were wicked. They were evil. They were doing bad things. But God found one person, Noah, who was a good man. And so in the midst of the wicked people, generation, there are the people of St. Francis who are very nice, who are very kind, who are very caring, and who love each other. True or false? True or false? And so like Noah, God found people like Iowans, people in Iowa, and said, no, because of these nice, I will not destroy the world. I have to save them. And so he saved Noah and his family in the ark. And then Noah offered a sacrifice for God. And God said he will never destroy the world with a flood again. Now, the perfect sacrifice is on this altar. Anytime we come to Mass, we are like Noah, offering the one perfect sacrifice which is pleasing to God. There is no sacrifice as perfect as the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, which we relive on the altar anytime we go to Mass. In this reading, we are all invited to go back home and tell Mom and Dad that, Mom, Dad, anytime we go to Mass, we are like Noah. We are saving our world. We are saving our generation. We offer that sacrifice pleasing to God. God is good. God is good. If you want to make a promise to me that you will invite Dad and Mom to church this Sunday, show by your right hand. Show by your right hand. If you're going to invite Mom and Dad, how many of us are going to do it? How many of us are going to invite Mom and Dad to Mass? Oh, come on, show your hands. Let me see you. Let me see you. Excellent job. When you go back home, tell Mom and Dad, we want to be like Noah and his family, and we want to offer a sacrifice pleasing to God. And so this Sunday, we want to go to Mass.